In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Lord here sings the praises and the glories of faith. Faith which is profoundly underestimated, both by the world and by worldly wise or Pharisaic religiosity. The Greeks look for wisdom. The Jews seek a sign. In the wisdom of the world, faith is a very inferior and very undesirable thing. Who wants faith when you can have knowledge? Faith surely is only a consolation prize. It's saying nice doggy while you're looking for a big stick. If there isn't enough evidence to go on, well, you assume something, you conjecture something, but really it's not an ideal situation to proceed on the basis of conjectures. Ideally, you should have your facts firmly in hand, firmly under your feet, so that you can proceed from thorough fact and conviction. That's how the world looks at it. And this is the first contrast when the Lord says, don't work for the kind of food that you're looking for in me now, wrongly. You come not because of the meaning of the sign, but because you were filled with the food. Don't work for that food, for this temporary life, but rather for the food of eternal life, eternity. And what is that? That kind of eating is faith itself. And so the Lord contrasts a physical eating, which we're all familiar with, which is only a reminder, well, apart from sustaining us, but it reminds us of another, deeper eating. That is spiritual eating. And that is faith itself. Far from feeding on superstition, faith by relying on God precisely is the deepest, firmest grounding in reality that there could possibly be. Nothing nourishes as much as that bread of life, the real bread of life, more than just manna, that which the physical manna symbolized and pointed to. So the Lord is talking about another kind of eating, a spiritual eating, faith. And then, dear friends, there's still a third kind of eating, one which strangely integrates the physical eating and the spiritual eating in a sacramental eating, which not only reminds us of spiritual eating, but actually conveys, confirms, engenders, exercises, and confirms that spiritual eating. And so the Lord says, when they ask him, well, what are we to do? What are we to do to work the works of God? To the worldly concern, the materialistic concern merely with what you can see and touch and calculate, just working to get ahead in this life, to that the Lord opposes faith, the spiritual eating. But now what about the world that takes on religious guise? That too despises faith. Oh, faith is just something very minimal. Faith is something very basic. Faith is only the presupposition, it's only the preparation for salvation. But the real thing surely comes when faith is cashed out, indeed. Surely faith is an empty shell until love fills it out. Love and good works, our piety, our devotion, our commitment. Faith is only a starting point, the ABC, but you've got to graduate from that. And even if it be a first blessing, the first blessing is just introductory. You need to graduate to the second blessing, the real thing. And so the religious world, which is caught up in legalism and moralism, Phariseeism, thinks faith is a thing very little worth having. Yes, a starting point, but you need to get on with something deeper. Against this illusion and delusion, the Lord underscores the glories of faith. Faith, you see, it is faith that is the soul and the source. It is not love that gives substance to faith. It is faith that gives substance to love. It is faith that gives value to all our works, and without faith, all our works are like the shining bits of tin on Christmas trees It decorates a fundamentally dead thing. Yes, it may look gaudier than a living tree, but it is quite dead. No, it is faith that provides life to the tree, and out of faith come then fruit. But the greatest contribution of faith is that faith is that divine gift by which we actually get hold of Christ, by which we feed on the bread of life, which is our Lord, the flesh given for the life of the world, that flesh that he also gives sacramentally, of which we have a hint right here in the beginning when the text says, for the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Faith is the great thing because only faith is a hand that is filled with the blessing of God, the Savior, and everything that he has done and is doing for us. And faith alone receives that and can receive it. Therefore, it is faith that is the blessed gift of God of eternal life and of salvation in its fullness in the gift of his blessed Son. And the Lord answers, notice, with that typically Johannine ambiguity, a blessed ambiguity. What does it mean when the Lord says, the work of God, singular, the work of God is to believe in him whom he has sent? They, of course, are all concerned about what they are to do. All right, if we're to please God, what kind of works please him? Tell us. They're the sort of people who think that when they've asked the question, what is the greatest law, they have thereby asked the greatest question of religion. And the Lord answers with this sublime ambiguity, the work of God. That can be taken to mean, if you want to know what thing to do to please God, believe. That's the greatest thing. Nothing pleases God more, nothing honors him more, than when we simply, humbly, in faith, receive what he gives us. And don't come before him prattling and offering the beads of our own religious junk. Just to receive, to take him for what he is, God and Savior. But there is an even deeper meaning there. It is God who is doing the thing. Faith, finally, is not something which by an enormous exertion of moral, intellectual, spiritual effort, we somehow manage to produce and then to project onto God. Faith is the great gift that God gives us. Faith is a garden, an oasis that grows up in a quite unpromising desert, because it grows from above. It is planted from above. And notice twice in this chapter, in verses 44 and 66, the Lord rubs in the point that no one can come to him except the Father draw him, or it be given to him by the Father. Faith is not a free, self-determining decision of some autonomous moral agent. Faith is the utterly supernatural gift of God that he implants in us and sustains against all odds. Yes, precisely by that sacramental eating and drinking which he establishes in the service of that spiritual eating and drinking by which we have God, Christ, salvation, heaven itself. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.